afternoon. PGM genotype frequencies in honeybee colonies in winter and summer is determined. Here we report the seasonal variation of PGM genotype frequencies in honeybee populations in three different provinces in Turkey. And these are Kırklareli, Hatay, and Artvin, where there are different subspecies, Carnica, Apis mellifera carnica, Syriaca, and Caucasica. Four worker bees were collected each month from 10 apiaries from each province. So total 40 worker bees were assayed for phosphoglucomutase and hexokinase enzymes for starch gel electrophoresis. At PGM locus, there are four alleles, and at hexokinase, two alleles. Sorry. This is an illustrative gel which shows the PGM genotypes. In the January collected samples, all the individuals are heterozygotes, and in the August collected samples, there are only a few heterozygotes, mostly are homozygous individuals. So genotype frequencies of PGM change greatly throughout the year, but hexokinase genotype frequencies remain the same. As in our previous findings, PGM 7500 heterozygotes clearly have the higher frequency than expected in winter, which changes in October. This shows you the PGM and hexokinase genotype frequencies in one of the regions called Kırklareli. And if we follow the blue line, we can see the seasonal changes in the PGM genotype heterozygotes frequency. In the winter months, their frequency is very high, above 0.95, and in the summer months, heterozygote frequency decreases considerably. Whereas in hexokinase genotype frequencies, we didn't observe these fluctuations. This also shows you the genotype frequencies in Artvin region. Again, similar pattern is observed. These are the allele frequencies in one of the regions. And this shows you the PGM and hexokinase genotype frequencies in third region, Hatay, which has different climatic properties. Conclusions. PGM genotypes differ significantly in frequency in winter and summer, and suggest that the differences may be due to efficiency in glycogen storage, mobilization of the glycogen reserves, and efficiency in energy expenditure. Overwinter survival success of heterozygote workers may be due to the catalytic efficiency of enzymes of both types, since PGM is a central enzyme in the energy metabolism. PGM may be linked to the heat shock protein genes and contribute to the tolerance to temperature changes similar to PGI in mountain leaf beetle reported. Could other workers be removing the homozygotes from the colony in autumn? A word of caution for the genotype frequencies in PGM. One should give the time of the year when PGM is studied. Otherwise, comparison of the genotype frequencies of PGM sampled at different times of the year may be misleading. Another explanation may be that the killing of homozygous workers by heterozygotes prior to winter season. There are examples of mechanisms of phenotypic assessment of genotypes in social insect workers. followed by elimination of undesired genotypes. For instance, in fire ant, some PGM genotypes are detected by using pheromones and killed by the workers. In honeybees, another example, diploid male killing is observed. Another study experimentally have shown that pollen shortage induced cannibalism of younger larvae and early capping of older larvae, and this strategy seems to be efficient in terms of brood care. The bees with different PGM genotypes may have different longevities in summer and winter. A recent study reported that each autumn in northern regions, honeybee colonies shift from populations of short-lived workers that rear brood to broodless populations of long-lived winter bees. All of this hypothesis on the novel phenomenon observed PGM genotype frequency changes over the year that can be tested and increase our understanding of social organization. These are the frequencies obtained from the worker bees. They reflect the changes within a colony, not the changes in the frequencies of the PGM in the population. Further research on the kinetic properties, efficiency in glycogen storage, and thermal stability of PGM in different genotypes will contribute to the understanding of the wintering ability of the bees. The question is, where have all the homozygotes gone each autumn? Thanks are due to beekeepers and to the Scientific and Technological Research Council of Turkey and our students in the lab. Thank you. That was quick. Yes.
Since we're looking at proteins, how confident can we be that we're not actually looking at changes in gene expression over the sequence? So are you confident that we're actually seeing genetic differences, or could it be that one of those alleles is not expressed, as you could say, when the winter, or I guess it's turned on as the winter comes on?
Well, we are looking for answers, whether it's because of gene expression or cannibalism or efficiency in the energy metabolism.